Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 5. Hear my words, Lord. Consider my groans. Pay attention to the sounds of my cries, my King and my God, because I am praying to you. Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I lay it all out before you. Then I wait expectantly, because you aren't a God who enjoys wickedness. Evil doesn't live with you. Arrogant people won't last long in your sight. You hate all evildoers. You destroy liars. The Lord despises people who are violent and dishonest. But me, I will enter your house because of your abundant faithful love. I will bow down at your holy temple, honoring you. Lord, because of many enemies, please lead me in your righteousness. Make your way clear right in front of me. Because there's no truth in my enemies' mouths. All they have inside them is destruction. Their throats are open graves, their tongues slick with talk. Condemn them, God. Let them fall by their own plans. Throw them out for their many sins, because they've rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you celebrate. Let them sing out loud forever. Protect them so that all who love your name can rejoice in you. Because you, Lord, bless the righteous. You cover them with favor, like a shield. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 15, verses 1 through 21. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord for an overflowing victory. Horse and rider he threw into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my power. He has become my salvation. This is my God whom I will praise, the God of my ancestors whom I will acclaim. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea. His elite captives were sunk into the Reed Sea. The deep sea covered them. They sank into the deep waters like a stone. Your strong hand, Lord, is dominant in power. Your strong hand, Lord, shatters the enemy. With your great surge, you overthrow your opponents. You send out your hot anger. It burns them up like straw. With the breath of your nostrils, the waters swelled up. The floods surged up in a great wave. The deep waters foamed in the depths of the sea. The enemy said, I'll pursue. I'll overtake. I'll divide the spoils of war. I'll be overfilled with them. I'll draw my sword. My hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered over them. They sank like lead in the towering waters. Who is like you among the gods, Lord? Who is like you, foremost in holiness, worthy of highest praise, doing awesome deeds? You raised your strong hand. Earth swallowed them up. With your great loyalty, you led the people you rescued. With your power, you guided them to your sanctuary. The peoples heard. They shook in terror. Horror grabbed hold of Philistia's inhabitants. Then Edom's tribal chiefs were terrified. Panic grabbed hold of Moab's rulers. All of Canaan's inhabitants melted in fear. Terror and fear came over them. Because of your great power, they were as still as a stone until your people, Lord, passed by, until the people you made your own passed by. You brought them in and planted them on your own mountain. The place, Lord, that you made your home, the sanctuary, Lord, that your hand created. The Lord will rule forever and always. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand. All the women followed her playing tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang the refrain back to them. Sing to the Lord for an overflowing victory. Horse and rider he threw into the sea. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Peter 1, verses 13 through 25. Therefore, once you have your minds ready for action, and you are thinking clearly, place your hope completely on the grace that will be brought to you when Christ Jesus is revealed. Don't be conformed to your former desires, those that shaped you when you were ignorant. But as an obedient child, you must be holy in every aspect of your lives, just as the one who called you is holy. It is written, "You will be holy because I am holy." Since you call upon a father who judges all people according to their actions, without favoritism, you should conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your dwelling in a strange land. Live in this way, knowing that you were not liberated by perishable things like silver or gold from the empty lifestyle you inherited from your ancestors. Instead, you were liberated by the precious blood of Christ, like that of a flawless, spotless lamb. Christ was chosen before the creation of the world, but was only revealed at the end of time. This was done for you, who through Christ are faithful to the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. So now your faith and hope should rest in God. As you set yourselves apart by your obedience to the truth, so that you might have genuine affection for your fellow believers, love each other deeply and earnestly. Do this because you have been given new birth, not from the type of seed that decays, but from seed that doesn't. This seed is God's life-giving and enduring word. Thus, all human life on the earth is like grass, and all human glory is like a flower in a field. The grass dries up, and its flowers falls off, but the Lord's word endures forever. This is the word that was proclaimed to you as good news. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 18 through 31. "I won't leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live too. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Judas, not Judas Iscariot, asked, "Lord, why are you about to reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered, "Whoever loves me will keep my word. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever doesn't love me doesn't keep my words. The word that you hear isn't mine. It is the word of the Father who sent me. I've spoken these things to you while I am with you. The companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I give it to you, not as the world gives. Don't be afraid or troubled. You have heard me tell you. I'm going away and returning to you. If you loved me, you would be happy that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than me. I've told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe. I won't say much more to you, because this world's ruler is coming. He has nothing on me. Rather, he comes so that the world will know that I love the Father and do just as the Father has commanded me. Get up. We're leaving this place."
I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. Peace that that is what I want to do. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 11. God loves righteous deeds. Those whose heart is right will see God's face. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was I Worship You, Almighty God, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.